Welcome to News Video Clip. Today, President Trump's UFC fight that was supposed to take place on the White House lawn was canceled because of terrible weather. Thank you, God. However, that didn't stop Trump from doing his pre-fight festivities, and he definitely brought white trash to the White House. Here we see motorcycle jumpers doing tricks in front of the White House. Wow, totally low class. I'm surprised there's no monster trucks or something equally low class. I mean, this is the White House, for heaven's sakes. You don't do a circus in front of the White House. Now let's go over to the Lincoln Memorial, where it got even worse. Trump is using the Military Honor Guard to stand on each side of the Lincoln Memorial while they bring these freakish UFC fighters down the stairs. Now, the honor guard is used for things like military funerals, but here you see them standing on the left and the right for these freakish fighters. Wow, that is the Lincoln Memorial. I used to live in Washington, D.C. Been to it many times. It's a very solemn place. In fact, it's very close to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial off to the side, and Trump is using it like a cheap prop. And now we're going to watch one of the UFC fighters doing the weigh-in. And this guy is a basket case. He's actually going to spit and drool on himself, and it looks like he's drunk or something. I don't know. Let's watch the video. Gross.
So what? Maybe I was drinking last night. But who wouldn't? Who wouldn't be? I have a giant black man that wants to knock me out. He has the most knockouts in UFC history.
He's still Josh.
Okay, so there you see this guy. He looks like he's inebriated right now, or I don't know. He looks, it's just bizarre. It's so strange. And that's taking place at the Lincoln Memorial. I mean, what a disgrace. Very, very sad. All right, let's go over to CBS News, where Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, started telling a whole bunch of lies. This first one is that the United States has always controlled the Strait of Hormuz, which is a complete lie, because Iran has filled it with mines, and that's why so many oil tankers don't want to go through the Strait of Hormuz. So now he's going to lie and say the U.S. has always controlled the Strait of Hormuz.
Zero. We have controlled the straits this entire time.
Right.
This
You're going to negotiate with them
immediately
to reopen it. So, okay.
And you can hear Margaret Brennan say, but you're going to negotiate to reopen the straits. And she's absolutely right. And the reason we have to renegotiate that is because Iran does have partial control over the Straits of Hormuz. Hegseth told another lie, and we've all heard this one before, that the United States is supposedly energy independent under President Trump. Let's watch.
Flows today, the straits will be nowhere near as relevant 1 to 2 years from now because of the foresight of President Trump. He's made us energy independent at home. We're export, a net exporter now. Venezuela.
Okay, so there you go, that classic Republican lie. We're energy independent. That's not the truth, and I'll explain very quickly. The United States oil refineries, most of them only do crude oil. And that crude oil has to be imported from countries like Saudi Arabia and other Middle Eastern countries, also Canada. The type of oil we pump here in the U.S. is sweet oil. It's a cleaner oil than crude oil. And we have to export that oil. We have to sell it overseas. Why? Because the U.S. oil companies will not retrofit their crude oil refineries for the sweet oil. And so when he says we're a net exporter, that's technically true, but he's not telling you why, because he is a lying stooge. All righty, there is another lie. He's going to talk about this new supposed deal with Iran, which literally sounds just like the JCPOA, which was the deal that Obama already made with Iran, but Trump threw it out. So he's going to brag about getting a deal just like the one Obama got.
The memorandum of understanding that they live up to what they said they would do. The document says Iran will never have a nuclear weapon, won't seek one, won't buy one, won't have one.
JCPOA said that
days,
too.
There'll be negotiations to make that final. But they didn't have the threat of military force the way that we do, that Iran respects in a very way that their regime is more devastating.
Okay, so the JCPOA, Margaret Brennan is right, had the exact same things that Hegseth just named off. However, Trump took the JCPOA and threw it out the window because Obama negotiated it. Then Trump invaded Iran, where 13 U.S. soldiers died, and we've had numerous casualties. And that's how the Trump administration works. They take something, a treaty that's actually in effect, throw it out the window, and start all over. It's unbelievable. Now, here's Hegseth, and Margaret Brennan is going to ask him about the U.S. munitions stockpile being low. And he's going to deny it, and then she's going to remind him that he testified about it in front of Congress. This is great.
Industry to move faster. So
but there are crisis. There is a crisis with those stockpiles
stronger
right
in the future.
Now. There is a crisis with those stockpiles right now in private industry.
That is a manufactured story that the media wants
to
peddle.
Congress.
And ultimately, our stockpiles are great, and they're
So he testified in front of Congress that the stockpiles were low, and now he's completely changing his tune. Massive liar. And let's not forget, I mean, Pete Hegseth is an untreated alcoholic. Maybe his drinking is playing a factor here. I don't know. All right, let's move over to the I've Had It podcast, where Jennifer Welch interviewed John Pavlitz. He is a former pastor, and he's going to explain how MAGA Christians have just destroyed Christianity and actually ignore the teachings of Jesus. Let's watch.
The Christian right has latched onto exactly what you just said, empathy being a problem. And there's this Christian Republican influencer, and she wrote a book called Toxic Empathy.
Right.
It's so unbelievable, mm-hmm. But the right has a Jesus problem, do they not?
Yeah, because when you look at Jesus' teachings, where it's loving your neighbor, caring for the poor, you know, feeding the hungry, healing the sick, welcoming the stranger, those things do not exist in evangelical MAGA Christianity. And so to remove the empathy from Christianity, there is nothing left of the teaching of Jesus, right? So they just have this hollow, empty husk of a religion.
And they just want the hellfire damnation part.
Yeah, and which is why they never mention, they'll talk about faith in general, or they'll talk about God. God's very nebulous because God is sort of an avatar they can just superimpose all their hatred and discrimination on. And so they never really talk about Jesus, so they just kind of hold them off to the side. They talk about faith, God, and the Bible, which, again, they're Bible-believing but not Bible-reading, at least not the New.
John Pavlovich just nails it so perfectly. The MAGA Christians are Bible believing, but not Bible reading. Perfect. I really encourage everybody to follow John Pavlovich on social media. He is awesome. And I don't even recommend people following me on social media, but I do recommend people follow him. He is great. If you want to see that entire interview, it's awesome. It's about 30 minutes. We have a link to that and all of our stories right below this video we back up our claims with evidence. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, the Riley Gaines, the Joe Rogan, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, Jimmy Dore, none of those people back up their claims. They are all paid influencers. They're all on the take, and they lie like hell. Alrighty, I want to thank everybody who subscribed to this channel. Thank you guys so much. If this is your first time watching, please like and subscribe. If you hate this podcast, please subscribe. If you hate my guts, definitely subscribe. Alrighty, we'll be back later with more news.